something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, Priesthood and Sacrifice.
Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 2. I want to read to you from verse 5, King James Version. Ye also, as lively stones, that means living stones, are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifice is acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. It says we are built by God as a spiritual house. He's not talking about the building like the auditorium. He's talking about our life as God's people who are born again. The Bible says that we have been built by the ministries of the prophets and apostles of Christ and set on the foundation, which is Christ Jesus, and that we are a spiritual house, and that our responsibility as a spiritual house is to offer up to God spiritual sacrifices. In Christianity, we are not in a social fraternity. It is a spiritual family of God. And we do have a ministry in the earth. We have a responsibility in the earth. We got a job to do in the earth. God didn't put us here so we can just have a nice life. God didn't put us here so that we can, by His name, get nice things by faith and live a life that is satisfying to us. There's more to life. He says we have been built a spiritual house to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Which means each one of us is in office. We got to understand this is God's dream. God had a dream. God had a dream. He had a dream. In other words, a desire. Something that he wanted. In Exodus chapter 19, would you turn in there quickly? Exodus chapter 19, I'll read to you from verse 5. Into verse 6. Verse 5. Now therefore, God talking to the children of Israel by Moses. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for the earth is mine. God said this to the children of Israel. He said, if you will obey my covenant, Then you shall be to me a peculiar treasure above all people. He says, for the earth is mine. In other words, everything belongs to me. It's up to me to choose what I prefer. It's up to me to choose who I want to honor. If I choose to make you a peculiar treasure above other people, that's my business, because all the earth is mine. Did you see that there? All right. Now, in verse 6. Now, you know, people say we are all the same. Yeah. We are all the same, but we are not favored the same. Hallelujah. Verse 6. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests. This is remarkable. A kingdom of priests. That's what is meant by royal priesthood, which means a fraternity or order of priests that are royalty. This is wonderful. King priests in the order of Melchizedek. All right, look at it. Verse 6. And he shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. A kingdom of priests. A peculiar treasure above all people. What an honor. He said, if you will obey my covenant. They didn't. They broke it. They breached it. They couldn't make it. So they didn't become a kingdom of priests. Because they failed to keep God's covenant. And so God abolished the covenant. He said, I'm going to make a new one. And he did. Hallelujah. And he did. And brought us into it as beneficiaries. Now, he doesn't make a promise to us. He has fulfilled his dream. We have come into the place. Oh God. I wish you'd understand this. So you can grasp my sunnesis. You see, this is the reason a lot of people can't understand why we are the way we are. And why we do what we do. Christianity is no religion. To many Christians, and including many preachers, Christianity is a great religion. To me, it's not a religion. It's life. And I think that's why some of them can't understand our thinkings of the gospel, our mentality, our way of life. Why are we like this? And so we look like we are not real to them. We look like we are speaking from outer space. Because they can't understand this stuff. They got a problem with this. Like they had a problem with Jesus. Because Jesus spoke differently. He said, I am from above. See, we are not on a journey into Christ. Mm-mm. We have arrived in Christ. He didn't say you're marching to Zion like they were marching many years ago. I don't know that. I know that, well, there's some people who are still marching today. They're still on their way in the wilderness of life. And I didn't find myself in the wilderness of life. Never been there. I wasn't on my journey from Egypt to Canaan. I was born into the promised land. Born right into it. Never on a journey towards it. Born right into it. And if you're of the religious kind, you may not like this. You know, it sounds like I'm being braggadocious, so you may not like it. So, but you, listen, if you don't talk like this, you'll never inherit it. Christianity is for the tough-minded. It's for the tough-minded. You can't come into this arena without staring the nest of your adversaries. They want to kill you for it. But they never can. They just hate you without a cause. Well, you don't care.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, see, in 1 Peter chapter 2, now we're in the New Testament, 1 Peter chapter 2, we started out in chapter 2 and verse 5, but now I want to read verse 9. But ye are. I like it when the Bible says ye are. Not you're going to be. Ye are, ye are, ye are. If ye are, then ye is. Ye are. If ye are, he says here, but ye are a chosen generation. I'm God's choice. Chosen generation. He is talking about a breed, a special breed, a class. You're born into that class with a peculiar nature. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Ye are a royal priesthood. This is what was promised to the children of Israel on the condition of obedience to the covenant. And they didn't make it. Now God doesn't give us any condition. He just says, hey, you're born that way. Because you're born again. You're born in Christ. You are a Christian. You're in Christ now. So he says, you are a chosen generation. That means you got peculiar genes. Generation, genes, genealogy. Do you understand? We got a family tree. We're coming from Christ.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised them from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-9274. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.